What is up, podcast community? My name is Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Habits are everything, and on this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivated, and high-performing humans on the planet to learn about the daily habits, routines, and rituals that help keep them focused, determined, on top of their game, and ultimately, happy. My journey from the depths of addiction and misery to success as a family man and serial entrepreneur was only made possible by replacing bad habits with great ones, and my mission in life today is to share that story and the story of others with you to bring value and life-changing tools to as many people as possible. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear in this podcast today can potentially change your life. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Creatures of Habit podcast. Today, I'm going to talk about a habit that I love, that I've been doing for a long time, journaling. This is a habit that I've probably done realistically for about 4 years. I played with it before that, but I've journaled consistently for 4 years. I've got an enormous amount of journals stacked up in my room, Lots of journals. Here's why I like journaling. Journaling is a great way to plan your day. And somebody said something to me early on in my wellness journey: without a plan, plan to fail. So I really took that seriously. And not that I've got every single day, week, month, year planned out, soup to nuts. I actually really like to live a day at a time. Having a journal practice gives me an opportunity to lay out some thoughts first thing in the morning, things that could potentially be amazing that I wake up with. And if I did not have a journal practice, would probably just get lost into the thought universe. When you have a journal practice, you can just open up the journal and write those thoughts down. So it's really, really nice to make your thoughts a reality through journaling. Additionally, we launched a journal called the Habit Stacking Journal. It's a journal that I now use. It's my journal. I built it myself. And basically with this journal, I took my favorite parts of all the different journals that I've used over the years and put them in a format that I thought made the most sense. What does my journaling typically look like? I sit down in the morning before I go into the sauna at around 5:15-ish, and I light a candle and I journal for 10 minutes. And I typically get thoughts out first, so I'll write my thoughts out in the free flow section of the Creatures of Habit journal. And then I go right to my daily planner, because it's really important for me to think about my day like hour by hour, so that I really do have a vision of what the day is going to look like. And in the Creatures of Habit journal, I actually have it broken out into 15-minute increments. So you could literally plan your day out every 15 minutes. I think that's a little crazy, but some people are that intense where they really want to be able to say, you know, this is what they're doing. Me personally, I time block my journal first. So I have blocks of time throughout my day that are designated to uninterrupted computer work, family time, fitness time, solo me time, and then responding time, which is really where I take care of social media and DMs and things like that. But so I get that done. So I get some free flow stuff done, and then I plan out my day in the journal, everything from the minute I wake up to the minute I go to bed. So I just like to see it. Then I'm prompted to ask a few questions. The journal prompts me about how my night ended last night, what time I went to bed, what time was the last time I used my mobile device. What did I eat last? At what time? When was the last time I had caffeine yesterday? So I fill all that out. And all that's there to do is to help me be a little bit more mindful of my evening practice, of my evening routine. Am I sticking to it? Am I not sticking to it? Then we walk into my favorite part of the journal, which is my morning habits. So it gives you 12 little bullet points here that you can fill out. You don't have to fill all of them out. If you're only doing one or two, awesome. But this is really just like a way to track your habits, specifically your morning routine habits, which I think are the most important. And so I write out what time I woke up, the my non-negotiable habits, which I do every single day without fail, whether I'm traveling or not, or home or wherever. I have non-negotiable morning habits that I do. And then when I'm home and in my routine, there's a number of other things that I do every single morning that keep me focused, make me feel good, that I write down here. And they stay pretty consistent. If I flip through my journal, I mean, they're all pretty consistent. So this thing works, right? And the cool thing about this journal specifically is that in the beginning of the journal, I walk through my full morning routine with you, all the things that I do every single morning, so that you can see what it looks like. And you can also pick a few of those things and apply them to your life, or you can have your own morning routine habits that you like to do. But, you know, I just wanted to share mine with you in the event that you wanted some inspiration. Then there's the top three. So the big three, the three most important things I have to get done. That doesn't mean today. That means these are the three biggest things on my list to get done. And if I can get them done in a day, awesome. Most of the time, these three, big three, will stay on as the big three for a few days, few weeks, sometimes few months. Raising money for Creatures of Habit. That could be on there for a long time. Interrupting this episode to share with you how we keep this podcast going, and that is by you supporting us through trying out or subscribing to Meal One on creaturesofhabit.com. I am giving a 20% discount on your first order, or your first subscription order, which is a serious discount. Meal One is a superfood meal. It is a blend of gluten and glyphosate-free oats. It is packed with 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, a probiotic, digestive enzymes, vitamin D3. It also has chia seeds, flax seeds, pumpkin seeds, and a little bit of pink Himalayan salt. There are 37 grams of healthy carbohydrates and anywhere from 7 to 10 grams of fat, depending on the flavor. You will be full for hours, people. I promise you, we developed Meal One to help you perform at your absolute best, to get that incredibly healthy and convenient edge on the competition. There is not a better, more convenient meal to start your day with or use as a pre- or post-workout meal. The macros are perfect and sourced with the cleanest ingredients in the game. Take your performance to the next level. Make your life much easier by saving time. Be able to eat healthy without sacrificing flavor, and all while staying full for hours, making your urge to snack far, far less. Hop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That is creaturesofhabit.com. And use promo code KOHPOD, the number 20, for your first order of Meal One today. Back to the pod.
And then I have an ongoing to-do list. And that to-do list is stuff that I just got to get done that day. And if I don't get them done, if I don't draw a line through them, I just transfer them on to the next day. So it keeps me organized, keeps me focused. See these things first thing in the morning. It's really nice to be able to have a list of things that I know I'm trying to tick off. I ask the journal prompts a gratitude list. So there's 6 bullet points here. You don't have to fill them all out, but it's nice to be able to think about gratitude. It gives us an opportunity to close our eyes for a second and just think about the things that make us smile. Think about the things that we're happy about in our lives. A couple of prompts here that I really love as well is one great thing that happened yesterday. So the reason why I love this prompt and the next prompt is because we live our life and we rarely reflect on what happened the day before. Like, how often do you think you stop and say, let me think about my day yesterday? Was there anything that I did that was like amazing and incredible that I really didn't take any time to appreciate? I just kept powering through. And so the beauty of this prompt is one great thing that happened yesterday really does make me go back, think about my morning, my mid-morning, my afternoon, my late afternoon, my evening, and walk through the day and reflect on it and pick out one thing that went really, really well. Right underneath that is one great thing that happened yesterday that didn't go so well. And that gives me an opportunity to say, you know what, like, I could be better there. I'm going to write that one down. That's one area where I feel like I can use some work. That did not go so well. One way you can be of service today. So I like to think about at least one person that I could be of service to in this day. I write out
who that person is and how I'd like to be of service, or what that thing is and how I can make myself useful as service. And then it prompts for three affirmations. And for a long time, I literally just wrote, I am awesome. I am awesome. I am awesome. And I do believe that if you continue to say I suck, which is what a lot of us say to ourselves, you'll believe that. And that will ultimately be your perception of yourself. And that's how you will show up. So if that's what you say to yourself more often than not, I suck. There's no way I'm going to be able to do this. No chance. That person is so much better than me. That person has so much more than I do. How come they're there and I'm here? You just got to rewire that conversation. And this is an opportunity for you to do that. Three things. I'm awesome. I'm handsome. I am successful. Whatever it is. I go a little more in depth with these affirmations because I've been doing them for a long time. And then the last prompt is one person to reconnect with today. And that's just a random. That's literally what I do is after CrossFit or after I train, typically I open up my phone, I hit contacts, and I just scroll like this. And then I randomly stop on someone. And whoever that person that I stop on is the person that I'm going to reconnect with today. And I just write them a text and say, hey, thinking about you. Hope all is well in your life. And sometimes they respond and sometimes they don't. But most of the time when they respond, it's a really nice response. And so that's really the journal practice. I love journaling. It does not take a long time. It is the other beauty of journaling is that it gives you an opportunity to document your life. You document your life with this thing. You know, I can go back 4 years for this day 4 years ago and see where I was at. And that gives us a real opportunity to see growth. And I promise you, like committing to journaling, you are going to see growth. It's inevitable, especially with this journal, because it asks you to do a bunch of cool things that take not a lot of time, but really are reflective, where you can think back about the day before, think about a few things that you're really grateful for, and write them down. I highly recommend journaling. And we have a really good one at Creatures of Habit. So check it out on the website, creaturesofhabit.com. Thank you guys for listening again to another solo podcast. Journaling is a massive habit of mine, and it could very easily become a massive habit of yours. And if you're already journaling and you want to try out a new journal, give it a shot. It's a good one. Thanks, guys. Until the next one. Peace.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit, and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam, peace.